Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All praise and all glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Blessings and glory. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Mockley is saved. I say, Immokalee
is in revival.
The blind see.
The
lame walk. The deaf hear.
The
dumb speak.
The
dead are raised.
Demoniacs are set free.
Maimed are made whole.
Thousands and thousands.
Thousands and thousands are born again. In this outpouring. Hallelujah. 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 Quietly be seated. Stay there. Hallelujah. Praise God. I give you a chance to hug him just a little bit. Give you a hint. Just a few minutes. Father, we just worship you. Giving you all the praise. Giving you all the glory. There's none like him. Oh, Father, come to this place on our journey. You've given us, Lord, the capacity to go and ask you at midnight for all the bread that we need, spirit, soul, and body. How could you deny us? God's love was maxed out in the Lamb. Father, I thank you. If you spared not your own Son, how shall you not with him freely give us all things? We thank you for this grace. Hallelujah. The instruction of grace was what giving was to the New Testament church. Paul spelled it out. He did the most teaching probably on giving. You really can't find. You would have to stretch and stretch and strain and strain. You can't find tithing in the New Testament. Tithing means 10%. Just really can't find it. What you can find is something much more wonderful. It's called an instruction of grace, which is giving out of grace. It works on the same capacity that your new nature does. Your new nature is God came and changed you. Now, the Holy Spirit, when He baptizes you, that's something that happens apart from you. That's different. But the one thing that happened to you when you got born again is you changed. You always did have a spirit. Two cars collide. Bodies are all over the road. EMS is picking people up, putting them in body bags. They just don't know that just for a moment, all those people are still there. They're still standing there. Hopefully they're ready. Shouldn't have died in a car crash. Hey, don't put me in there. I'm standing here. That's because the real you is the real you on the insides. Fingertips to fingertips. Hair follicles. Yeah. It's all there. The spiritual man is there. The spiritual person. You got born again, something happened to that person. That person was there. Now it has a capacity it didn't have before. One great thing that it has the capacity to do, and that is to hear from God. It can hear from God. When Jesus said to Peter, cast your nets on, us preachers like to really preach that, on the right side of the boat. Yeah, that's the best side. It's where you get all the money at. We've toiled all night. That's how they fished on the Sea of Galilee. It's a very clear lake, so you fish at night so the fish can't see the gill nets when they're thrown in. But nevertheless, at your word we will cast in. So they cast in and draught. It's the King James. They took a great draught of fish. So much so that they beckoned to their partners, James and John, who's a partner with Peter, and Andrew. Come over here and help us. Man, we're going home for breakfast. We're tired. Look what we've got. So they come and they fill both ships until they begin to sink. Well, they took them to shore, of course. Sold them. That might have been 2 months' wages in those two boats. Nevertheless, it was all just based on the words of Jesus. Just what He said. It was His instruction. His instruction of grace. But He told them. They followed it. And when they followed it, He was able to get in to their business. I want God in my business, up in my stuff. Hallelujah. Well, it's the same way when you're giving. You just open up your heart. I remember kind of arguing with God years ago when we began to understand that this born-again spirit, what it would do for you. And if you haven't listened to the born-again trail, like Gary said, you have nothing in your life to do but to listen to that series on the born-again trail by Pastor Dave Roberson. That, you don't have anything. I need to study. This is what you need to do. Why? Because it will absolutely show you who and what you've been made in Christ Jesus. Well, look here in the Old Testament. He said, you should give 10%. I know He said that. Those people, you're talking about two different species. They can't hear from God. They don't have a nature to hear from God. You've got to put them under law. You've got to tell them what they got to give. And you've got to tell them where they got to go. You've got to baby them, because that's how you treat babies. You have to tell them every single thing. But to the new nature. So that my problem was this. When I first started out, I was like, okay, God, how do I coin this? If you just tell people, listen to God, isn't that kind of dangerous? I mean, what if they had the capacity to give $200 in an offering and they just say, well, I think I'll give $1. Where's the in-between? I thought, you know, it's at least good if they come from a good Baptist background or something, at least they've learned 10%, they're at least going to start giving that to start with. At least that gives them a foundation. You know what I found out? The only foundation that the new nature needs is really to get in touch with its Father. The Word, yes, but the Word teaches us in the New Testament that this is all something of grace. Meaning, if you teach people how free you are, what you'll eventually have to do is say, look, if you teach them that your Father's more concerned about your prosperity than you are, there's no end to the generosity of the new nature. There's no end to it. Neither is there any end to you being able to hear from God and God being able to come and change things overnight for you. Hallelujah. Many of you would like to give somebody a great big hug tonight. Praise God. Why don't you ask Him what He'd have you to give tonight? And in the days ahead, He'll speak to you, even if tonight is not conducive. Father, we just love You. We thank You for Your great grace that is upon this church and upon this ministry for the days ahead, for the outpouring. And Lord, the funds, the prosperity, we bless You for. In Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Hallelujah. For the blind to see and the lame to walk, the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak, and many great and notable things to be done. I must raise up a generation of believers that are baptized in My love, saith the Spirit of grace. For I love You, and I love who You are first, even before I love what You do for me in ministry, saith the Spirit of grace. For You to win, for You to continue to win, for You to win in the days ahead, I must lead You down this path, the path of My love. You must be filled with a love that never fails. You must be filled with a love that cannot be defeated through fear. Through fear and through anxiety, cannot be defeated through torment. Nor can it be offended away, saith the Spirit of grace. Know that on the path that You're on, Bella Closete, yes, sir. Many search and ask questions like this. How can I get to that place? Know that the path that You're on is sure as the end result. If I said, My love casts out all fear, would I not provide also a path plain and simple to walk to that place where love is perfected in you, saith the Spirit of grace. The choice is always yours. The choice is always in the heart of the believer. So choose. Choose. Hallelujah. Find life at the end of that choice. He wants you. Keep saying that. What does that mean? Time? Just time. The thing that just absolutely bends the heart of God more than anything else is when you choose. He doesn't want robots. If He'd have wanted a robot, He'd have programmed all of the angels to just, and human beings had put some kind of computer chip in us. We'd have just systematically. He's amazingly big. And yet, what He craves beyond measure is intimacy with you. How big is He? Well, let's see. If you jumped on an aircraft at, let's say, Jacksonville and ran the beach, ran the sandy beach, the hundreds of miles down the beach of Florida all the way to the tip. All those innumerable grains of sand, if you flew the aircraft at the speed of light, you just picked up one granule of sand somewhere in that flight. one granule on the sandy beach. Our whole universe, our whole galaxy would represent that one granule. And yet, you're in there. And can you believe that this big, omnipotent, awesome God craves, I mean absolutely, as Candy said a few weeks ago, I can almost see him crying because he loves you. Pastor Dave, I didn't hear him say this up until the last year, I think. He evidently saw, and he said that he did, a vision. He saw when the Lord opened up something to him. He saw a vision when the actual new nature came into somebody. And they were actually born again. That new spirit came alive, spirit of life on the inside of you. He said what he saw was he saw like a, looking under a microscope, he could see chromosomes. And he said one of those chromosomes was an independent chromosome, and you could distinguish it, in other words. And it was love. But the amazing part of it was it became you. It was you at the moment of conception. And I reasoned in that. I said, well, I believe what he says, but I was able to know. The Holy Spirit brought the word to my mind, my heart. Paul said to Timothy in the book of Timothy, he said, God has not, Timothy, don't be afraid. God has not given to you. The King James got it right when they put little s. God has not given to you the spirit of fear. In other words, you didn't get the spirit of this world that was passed down from Adam. You didn't get it again when you prayed the sinner's prayer. But the spirit that you got, what happened to you, the person who you are, this describes those chromosomes. This is what you actually became. Power, love, and a sound mind. Love. In other words, that's who you are. Those chromosomes of the new nature, part of it is love. Now, the amazing part is this. It can feel God's love. But in a certain way, it's independent of His love because that's you. Meaning this, you have the capacity to reservoir and pool, bring in God's love to you. Not just once you were born again, that happened to you. Then a walk, an absolute walk into His presence. This is what impresses Him more than anything else, is when one of His, now He can touch you with His love, and your love, you'll feel that love, but that's coming from Him. What happened to you at conception was what happened to you. You actually have a spirit now. It belongs to you. That chromosome of love belongs to you, and you get to do with it what you will. You spend time worshiping Him. And you spend time adoring Him, giving Him absolute adoration out of your new nature. Something happens. Begins to cast out all fear. Fear has torment. He said in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, he He said, you could speak in tongues. I like the way Dave says this too. He said, it doesn't say you could speak in tongues all you want to. It just means you could have the gift and not use it. You could speak in tongues. You could have the gift of tongues and have not charity. He said, what you love, you became as a sounding brass. Tinkling cymbal, meaning your whole life. You could live it in church. You could come and go, come and go, and come and go. Yeah, I got the gift one time. But what do you do with it? He said you could have prophecy. You could have all the gifts. He said you could have the faith that would move mountains. And you could even, he said, you could feed the poor. You know, you can have a feeding program and not love. This love is not His love coming to you. It's His love that when He touches you, when you reach out to Him and say, I want to get to know you. I really want to get to know you. And He says, okay, I provided a path. It's just as sovereign. In other words, you've got to believe that what you're doing will have an end result if you don't stop. If you don't stop, it'll have. Well, it didn't work for me, Pastor. Well, yeah, it did. It did. You just decided enough was enough. But get back up and keep going. Because His love, He said in that chapter, it does what? It never fails. It never fails. Is there one thing in God that'll never fail? Yeah. If you get full of His love, I can promise you this. You'll never see the end of God coming on you and to you, and you'll never, ever fail. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We worship you, glorify you, magnify you. What's going to get the masses? His love in us. His love. Variasio calaprota. Preste bello closete. For many will come and many will go. You'll watch them come in and you'll watch them go out. But know that the harvest that I'm giving to you is one that'll be exercised so much so that the devils that have controlled people's lives, no, they will not be able to stand under this anointing that you're going to walk in, each one of you, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. He said most of the time it really is just a willful effort with grace. When things change, like you start spending more time in private worship. But what He wanted to offer for a few minutes tonight is a little bump, an extra, not a shove, but grace to bring you up higher. You're still going to have to make the effort. I think we've done people a terrible injustice. I think we'd be better off just to tell them from the get-go, you want to walk with God? Yeah. I want to have a strong walk with God. Good. Get ready. Because it's going to be tough. And it's going to be hard. But there's so much grace. In other words, His strength is there. That it'll make the other living out in sin, it'll make it look like it was million times harder to live in the world of sin. The devil doesn't like this, but God does. Hallelujah. You've been wanting that next step in your life to just enter into some real strong private worship. I'd come up here and stand as we're going to pass through here and lay hands on you. He hasn't done this in a good while where we had a grace line. And I think with all assurance that's what he wants to do. If you want to come and just stand, I believe you'll see something different tomorrow, tonight. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I exalt you. So I'll need some of my guys to help catch. So I'd say if he comes on you, you presence, just let it saturate you. Jesus, glorify you. I glorify you. We start down there. Now you don't have to do anything for this, but just receive it. Then I'd make an appointment with God, and if you don't already have one, some kind of daily basis to spend intimacy. Okay, Father. Yes, sir. Believe you. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So in Jesus' name, give them more grace. Give them more grace. Doing some things not just because we were talking about it before service, but because he's answering the cry of your heart. Okay, yes sir. Well, really some strong workings in those three boys. Well, the labor you've placed in them in prayer. It's not that I come as a debtor to works, but I've seen your faith, heard your prayer. So know this, the things that you're standing for. Not only have you already seen progression, but watch. Watch as the internal workings of my spirit work, especially in some of those most troubled areas, saith the Spirit of grace. I'm confirming to you that you're on the right path and that what you're doing has power, so much so that it's affecting their life. You'll see some strong changes in different ways that only you as parents could identify. So get ready, saith the Spirit of grace. Hallelujah, that's a good one. Praise God. Father, give him your grace. finding himself. I'm preparing that place for ministry. The very desires that you've had for a long time be manifest, saith the Spirit of grace. Surely this next place of change is already at work. These things just seal those things. Release now, Jesus. Release now, Jesus. I exalt you. Give her your grace, Lord. Now, that's it. Jesus, give her your grace. One of them. We bless them in the name of Jesus. They grow up filled with such grace, absent from torment, absent from fear. Father, give these another. That's it, son. Don't hold it back. Just let it go. That's him. More his hunger, thirst, Jesus. That's him. Jesus' name. De not only trump whatever he brings, but you'll find that you'll break into margins of victory that you never imagined possible. As I'm going to show to my church the redemptive power of what I brought in the Lamb. So the power of those who have chosen to walk with me, I will come. I will magnify myself in them, saith the Spirit of grace. So, Father, yes, Jamie, Lord, for both of them. Jesus, give them your grace. Give them. That's it. More than they've never, they've ever known, Jesus. Razive Krasio. Some things there that you've been asking God in the natural. Don't give them a second thought. You rolled them over on me. For that I'm pleased. Just walk in the joy of your salvation, knowing that all these things, they will be taken care of in the natural. Seek me first, as I said in my word. Continue to pour yourself into that place of intimacy and grace. Watch these things, because I'll ascribe my spirit and all the angels necessary to bring these things about. The wisdom, you won't even have to search for it, it'll be there. Be released. release your glory, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, so good. Jesus. Of strength. Bella kloske bella katye. Bol de vedase. You've gotten past what he prophesies to one, he prophesies to both. You've gotten past some of the best that the wicked one can throw at you. Weathered those places. But your second, I have not left you alone. Those that give themselves over to me, I come and prune their leaves and prune their life so I can have more. And I've not left you alone, but I've continued to work with you. So that I could pull you up into a place that you're now at, a place of authority in the Spirit. Give it all in this last push towards the outpouring. Walk in everything that I've supplied inside of you, saith the Spirit of grace. You've learned not to fear the wicked one. Now, take that, run in fearlessly with faith into those places that I'm asking you to go. Change. Help change this city. Father, please. Grace on Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, you want some of this too? Good to hear that laughter. That's the joy of the Lord on you. Hallelujah. Father, in every area. Yes, sir. Jesus. Yes, sir. Just worship you. Glorify you. Magnify you. Lord, we exalt you. just lift those hands and just magnify you with us. One more time, we glorify you, Jesus. Out to preach or teach. I like it when he just does stuff like this. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. They touch. Lord, we cast out the poison. In Jesus' name. Oh, there he is. Oh, Claso. Jane, Claso. Madia, Claso. Mokle de Velaclo. Jesus. Speak life. You sent your glory into her. We thank you for the deliverance now. In Jesus' name. All deliverance comes in the power of Jesus' name. Now, I command you. Bound up. In the name of Jesus, to come forth. Oh, at the name and at the expense of Jesus Christ. Now, Zabak. Thank you. you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The blind see, the lame walk. The deaf hear, the dumb speak. The dead are raised. Demoniacs are set free. Yes. Hallelujah. People come down from Highway 27. Hallelujah. They travel an hour each way. That's the love of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. He is worthy. Okay. If you have something in your body, she doesn't have to stand again because we just prayed for that. But if you need something, stand up. Or you can come forward. Hallelujah. Do you need better yet? What is it? Oh my God. You should be giving the devil a headache. Lift your hands. This cannot be. Jesus. I release. Jesus. Icaratio. Vone. In fact, if you have something in you need in your body, come on down, even if you were already prayed for in that other grace line. What is this? What is it? Is it the fumes of the honey or something? Or what is it? Jesus, doesn't matter. Take it. Take it. Neither one of you get up with that. Neither one of you get up with that in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Yes, ma'am. This happened a while back. Okay, a beam fell from a tent, hit you in the shoulder, knocked you all the way down. Something's out. Candy, lay your hand there, please. Just knocked. Pain? Does pain come in that shoulder as a result? It's in the back. Now, in the name of Jesus, I release. This is a simple, real simple one for you, Father. From Aleche, command this thing to go and never return. And the collarbone, shoulder bone, rib cage, whatever needs to be aligned right now in Jesus' name. Right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory. Okay. 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 Jesus. Now, I pray this thing lift off of her, whatever it even a chiklas or my in the change in the body. That she sleeps all the way through the night in Jesus' name. Now, torment, go, change, release now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, you had something on your ankle. We saw it before, and it's about a quarter of the size. Yeah, it's getting smaller. Hallelujah. Is that what we're after? We're after the quarter down to a dime and nothing. Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not scratching my head. I want to verify. I can't even feel it anymore. I had something a few months ago so large that grew up there that Yolanda cuts my hair. She was like, "What is this?" I mean, I was growing a second brain or something. And was tempted. It would have been all right if I did go get it cut off. Because it was getting really, 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 really big. Just started putting my finger up there, cursing it. It's all gone. I mean, I didn't even know when it really went. It just started flaking off, and it's completely. I mean, it's. I guess if I push hard enough, I might be able to discover where it's at there. But that's amazing. I didn't use anything. This stuff really does work. It's amazing. Oh, there was one down there too, like that. So. Jesus. Do you have to get up in the morning at a certain time? Oh, yeah, because Grandma will be calling if you don't. Okay, because I was going to put you to sleep. And so, Father, now, really, in Jesus' name. There it is. Peace. Whatever this is, change the chemistry, the atmosphere. Even anything, Lord, deep down that needs to, oh, there he is, change. I'm privileged to bring this, Father. You're the one doing it, but now I command change. She sleeps all through the night. Great peace. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Stand here long enough for me to talk to you or what? I love it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. It's a bye-bye tunnel. Now, if Gary Carpenter can do it, I can do it too. No, I'm just kidding with you. Just having a good time. Father, release the power of God, the adjustment of the back, the hips, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, every bit of it. Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that she walks past this. No continuation. Whatever it is. Now, nerves, joints, life. Life. Realignment. Reconstruction of alignment. In the name of Jesus. No more. No more, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I'll just let you guys minister to her for a little bit. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Flies out now, I pray that God, your grace will be upon him. And when he lands, then the anointing will be upon him that he will walk in love and the wisdom and the mind of Christ. I release it now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. God bless you this evening. Have you had a good time? All right. Be blessed. We'll see a lot of you on Friday night. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.